You are listening to a production of the Toll Network, home of biting analysis. This is Laser Knees 23 Clip Show.
I am Aleph, the thesis-seeking critic. Duat Red.
I am Amit, the heart-snacking critic. Duat Pink.
And I'm Sono, the duplicate critic. Duat Green.
Putting heroes on trial. Critical Squadron. Duat Ranger.
Join us as we continue on our wild ride through Dobit Sentai's Uojourn. Can Yamato lead his human friends and another guy through an adventure to save the human world from the Death Galleon and an angry pirate? Find out how we think he's doing as we share our thoughts on Dobit Sentai's Uojourn, episode 27, Which One Is Real? Episode writer was Arakawa Naruhisa. Our episode director was Teruaki Sugihara. And Sugihara seems to be a new name almost entirely overall. His only other credit that I could find was in a Ninja DVD special. So he seems to just be starting out as a director. I can't find any information on his age, but given that he only now has two credits, I'm assuming he's still pretty young. And, you know, given that they're starting him on DVD specials on a clip show episode, I think maybe he's probably pretty young and just getting into the game. I think he did a really good job directing this episode, though. There were some real nice fights, and he managed to get a lot of emotion out of Sela and Tusk, and I'm eager to see what he can do and if he'll be a regular name in the future.
All right. Sono, why don't you share your animal instincts with us and tell us what you thought about this episode overall?
It was a clip show, so I'm not sure how much there's really supposed to be to take away from it, but, you know, the clip show is a Sentai tradition, so I kind of judge them by how well the episode plot, kind of fits into the overall thing and, you know, how interesting it was. And all in all, this one really wasn't bad for a Sentai clip show. I don't think it's on the level of how well I think Tokuger and Ghostsager did theirs, but it was still really fun and sweet, and the ending was really touching. This is real early for a clip show, though. Aren't they usually a lot later?
Yeah, usually, like, in the run-up to the final battle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rewatching Bokenger with someone, and I know that their clip show is episode 39, and I feel like the mid to late 30s is usually around the time that they put them in. I mean, I hope this means that we're just gonna dive real hard into the plot now and just keep ramping things up in the second half.
That would be nice. One of my first tokusatsus was Dragon Knight, and I believe that actually had two clip shows in it, so,
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, nothing is as bad as Gowranger, which had an entire movie that was a clip show.
Yeah, that seems pretty hard to top. But, yeah, so, you know, this was a clip show. I can't remember if Sentai does this as a matter of course, but of course Sono said it's a Sentai tradition, but, you know, I went into this saying, well, it is a clip show, can't be helped, how did it do? And I thought it was handled fairly well. I'm not thrilled that so much of it was review, but, like, you know, it has to be, because it's a clip show. All the flashback parts were put together well, the conceit was fairly novel, and the conclusion it led to was tender and exciting. Memory Sela and Memory Tusk were touched and moved by the nobility of the Zhuojer's earnest efforts to save their lives, and even though they couldn't help but feel, but feel profoundly connected to the team. I think the winners being the losers and the losers being treated sympathetically and mercifully from the quiz show, like, may be the lesson this episode is trying to push. Like, you know, it's better to be good than to be right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I think you're onto something there, and it was really, like, I was touched. Like, and that's really impressive that they could do that in the clip show. Like, I feel bad constantly harping back to, you know, it's pretty good, ... for a clip show. But look, again, as far as clip shows go, it's one of the better ones. And I really like that they're taking this episode to investigate the sense of identity in this really novel way by throwing people against this sort of perfect version of themselves to illustrate the fact that people are ultimately imperfect and that those limitations and imperfections aren't things we care about one another in spite of, but because of. And then I find out, oh, it's Arakawa doing it. And it's like, nah, that explains it. Bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just really happy for a clip show that's kind of sweet and human and kind. It was lovely.
I didn't pick up on the fact that it was the Arakawa because I thought he had a different second name. So Never mind. Now I get it. Let's see. So now we'll cut your hackles up about this this clip show.
Okay. I don't dislike our opening scene with Bungle having, you know, straight up murdered an entire restaurant. Because, man, like, it's great how much they're hammering home that this dude is brutal. And especially up against how dull the Death Galleon have been. But I feel like this scene would have been better served in a different episode that wasn't 90% a joke game show with clips from other episodes. I feel like they could have just skipped that, started with, you know, Sela and Tusk coming home from grocery shopping and getting attacked, and just saved this scene for another episode. Because it's really good and really intense, and then, like, almost immediately, the entire episode becomes a joke, and it gets kind of forgotten. Same with the scene of Azald and Kubar. I mean, I guess it's to remind us that something is going on over on that side of things too, but I mean, save it for an episode where you can kind of expand on it. I'm also just a little sad that Misao's reaction to an extra Tusken Sela wasn't, oh my god, now I have even more friends.
That would have been so cute.
Because, like, especially because one of them was Tusk, who is, like, one of two people on the team he's bonded with. Where he's like, oh my god, I now have an extra
Now don't friend. Underestimate the power of three really awkward guys!
That would have been real cute. Yeah.
And that would have been, like, the best thing to flash back to, because, like, having them do the, like, one of the things that got my heckles up was, like, hey, let's do all the cheery, haha game show narration over, like, oh yeah, that time I was kidnapped by this dude, chained up half naked, and then had three animal souls shoved into my soul. That's,
yeah.
Like, there's tonal whiplash, and then there's, like, no. Come on, guys. I think as far as, like, other things, it I'm sort of going to plus one you on a lot, because, you know, it's nice that we're reconnecting with all this stuff on back on the Sagittarius arc, but they're all kind of bland, and I wish Kubard would just pull the friggin' trigger already. And, like, for all I think this was a really well-done clip show, like, it's still a clip show. And that's always going to... It's always going to grate a little.
Yeah, that's understandable. In true clip show fashion, Leo continues to repeat his actions of being a jerk to Misao, although it's, you know, new and different and still terrible. And, of course, like everybody else, it's a clip show, so I'm less than thrilled about that.
Okay, can I get one more in?
Sure.
That what you said just reminded me. Like, was I alone in feeling like this episode was taking Leo's side with, like, Misao, you're so annoying. Why aren't you over this horrible traumatic event already? It's like, show.
No, I don't
kind
think
of,
so.
Kind of, like, it bothered me that Amu was also doing it.
Yeah, I don't know, just...
And I feel like that's kind of where the episode is agreeing with it, because it's like, okay, well, now someone else is also
saying
it.
Yeah, and just something about some of the cuts, I don't know. I was just like, hey. Misao's seen some stuff, you guys. You be nice.
Just, like, leave him alone forever.
Well, you know, just stop being a jerk.
Don't bother him.
Surround him with friends.
Yeah, just, like, don't be mean to him.
He's very sensitive.
Or just kick Leo out of the house.
For all I know that we're all supposed to be all like, oh, laugh at the concept of safe spaces because you should just stab yourself in the face continuously and that's what life is. Like, be nice to a dude. He's had a lot of troubles. He's clearly very fragile, and yelling at him to stop being fragile has never made anyone less fragile. I promise you.
I mean, or we could just kick Leo out of the house.
That's fine. Like, he can go and find out what it's like. Oh, you can't eat, and you're sleeping in the cold rain? Oh, well, you should toughen up, bro. Stop being so oversensitive. Sorry, I clearly have a lot of feels about Leo. I think we all do, which is lovely.
I tried to like him for a long time.
Like, he had a clip they could have done, like, instead of doing the monster, but I know you have to do the monster because that's what sells the things, but with Daisuke, you know, just show him helping out his boyfriend, like, who you know, played with a broken hand. I'm just like...
Who at this point is clearly not good enough for him, or is too good for him.
Like,
Leo is the one who's not good enough for Guitar Boyfriend.
Yeah, that dude
what I'm trying to
much
say
better than a guy who is all like, suck it up. even though, like...
Wasn't Guitar Boyfriend named Kengo? I just wanted to be a...
But I can't remember if it was...
No.
Isn't Kengo the one...
Daisuke?
No, I don't think his name was Kengo. I think he just reminded us a lot.
Maybe it was Daisuke, then.
Yeah, I think it was Daisuke. Yeah, I want to say Kengo... Wasn't Kengo the guitar-playing dude in Kiva?
Cha. Yes. Sorry.
No, yeah, look, I mean, we're just, you know...
We have to specify it's the Kengo from Kiva because there's a much more, like, relevant Kengo. More relevant and recent.
How relevant? Like, just the one in Forza? Because he's great.
Forza.
Like, I don't know why he's more relevant, but I guess he's friendship.
Because he's much more central to the plot.
Ah, okay, that kind of relevant. Okay.
Like, he's much more central to the plot of Forza, where Kengo and Kiva just kind of is there and is a good dude and is Wataru's best friend, but... You know, like, the plot could have gone on without him after that first episode with very few changes.
Much,
but I'm glad that it
yes.
didn't, because
it
I love
great.
Him.
But, lest we get off on another tangent about other wonderful tokusatsu shows. Wonderful. I said it about Kiva. It's underrated. And that said, if you don't like it, I understand. Let's go to our tide turners and see what did we enjoy this episode.
Tusk being excited about sales on groceries and saving, like, a dollar and a half was way cuter than I'd like to admit. Like, I'd love to see more of Tusk just enjoying his day-to-day life. He's a sweet kid, and I want to see him just, like, enjoy buying groceries and, like, clipping coupons. That little spin of Tusk's sword around Sela's when he's moving
that
behind
so
her as they fight Bungle was so cool. Like, wow, that is a slick move, and I would like to, you know, commend the director and whoever's doing the action sequences on this for setting that up.
If that's the
great.
Director, if that's all the guy who directed the episode, I'm just like, that's going on the sizzle reel of why you should hire me.
Yeah, definitely. If that was him, bring him back to do more, because he's got a good eye on things.
Like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to throw out
the
directors on Zhuojer. Even if I've not been so great about the story, the directors have been on point this season.
They really have. There's been a lot of really interesting shots and a lot of really cool fights. And everyone, even, you know, the directing of the actors, even if the story isn't always great, like, they get a lot of good emotions out of these
really
kids.
Do.
Amu is calling Sela with, Chan as a suffix now? Has she always been doing that? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she has, because she's, you know, the white-pink feminine one, but it really stuck out to me in this episode, so I'm not sure if she has. But, you know, the two of them were super focused on each other in this episode. I'm just putting that out there.
I'm for it.
Because I know where my priorities are.
It's hard not to see it.
Look, the whole, like, conflict starts with both Sela's fighting over who Amu believes. And somewhere in the end, like, everyone shows up to Tusk and Sela, and Tusk just kind of addresses the whole group. Sela just says Amu. Sela's focused completely on Amu. I'm just, you know, it's a thing I noticed and I'm putting it out there because I know what I'm about. They actually did a really nice job splicing in the doubles when both sets of Sela and Tusk were in human form. It never felt awkward or weirdly cut. Like, even when they were, like, right next to each other going in that circle around the table, I am looking at you, whoever is handling Adele and Ghost. Because that looks awful every single time.
On the upside, like, on that one, it's at least the Uncanny Valley only kind of helps add to the horror, I guess.
It's not that, it's just, like, they're, like, CGI-ing his head onto other people's bodies, which I guess is harder, but it's just, it always looks terrible. Like, you can always kind of see the green screen halo around him, and I'm like, work a little harder. But, you know, they did a real good job with it here. But Yamato's plan of the copies will remember insignificant stuff a lot more clearly, so let's ask stuff that normal people wouldn't remember was actually pretty clever. I kind of figured it out, like, halfway through the game show, but I wasn't really sure if I was right, because, again, this is Sentai, and sometimes they just go the easy road. But I didn't know Arakawa was writing it, and that makes it make a lot more sense, because dude is a good writer. Dude knows how to write things. Misao being so happy that Tusk and Sela remembered the parfait was adorable. Like, he is moved to tears that they remembered what he ate. This kid just wants to be loved so badly. And, you know, last, Sela crying is too much for me. Sela in either form crying is too much for me. I can't handle it. This poor woman needs, like, a hug and a snack. And, like, faux Sela's I wish I could have been the real one just absolutely wrecked me.
That's legit, dude.
So, I agree. By the way, I love seeing faux Sela, or the human Sela cry, because, man. I'm a big nerd. I like commentaries, so I watched the Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2 commentary several times, and I love Bruce Campbell making fun of the moment when, like, his character is a monster and then he starts crying because this stupid necklace thing. And he says, you know, this summer you will believe a monster can cry. And it just always makes me think of that with Sela, even though she's not a monster, she just looks different. Anyway.
Okay. A tiny thing, since we're talking about her big plastic head.
Sure.
They never CGI her with eyelids, and I love that. Like, I'm sure they will. If they do at some point, I want it to be when she is, like, so frickin' enraged that she's, like, you know, gonna run up and slam into someone. But, you know, because sharks don't really blink. They sort of roll their eyes back when they charge into stuff.
I was gonna say, do they have an excitating membrane? I don't remember.
Yeah, they've got that, but they only really use it when they're, you know, running in to go and murder stuff.
So that their eye doesn't get hurt. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, that would be cool, though, for them to do that. But yeah, and that tear effect, like, it's so effective. It's good stuff from her. Real quick, my tide turn is, Booze Hound Bunghole. By the way, you can hashtag that at us if you want to. that was a really fun surprise for me. He was drinking wine. That's why, if you don't remember. This show is so dark and edgy because Bungley was guzzling wine. I'm definitely going to share this with my friends before we watch the dark and edgy super anti-hero indie film Captain Bonesaw tonight. So, there you go. I'm sure they'll love it.
Okay, is that a real thing, or are you just...
No.
Look, sometimes you gotta check.
Yeah, no, look, that sounds like a real thing.
I would not be surprised if I had a comic shop, but, like, if I could go to a comic shop and just find Captain Bonesaw on the stands, because superhero fans are kind of weird about trying to be adult.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. and, of course, by adult, that means boobs and blood, right?
Yep.
Always.
So Tusk and Sela's fight with Bungley at the beginning had that really cool sword trick, and I liked it a lot. Like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, something super simple, like, there was a rigged one, and then they did, like, multiple cuts or something, but it just looked super smooth and classy, although the suit actors could just be that talented, so I liked it. The turn on Memory Sela and Memory Tusk being exposed as fakes by winning was cool. I wondered if the better quiz takers would turn out to be the fakes like you did, Sono, but, like, I bet it really surprised the kids watching who may have gotten caught up in the idea that winning is good and proves who was right.
Yeah, and, like, y'all know how much I love that. And for my tie turners, like, for all I can't fight Sono saying it's tonal whiplash, as a moment of, oh right, here are the important players, Bungle's opening was great, and his plan was delightfully just, like, evil. Trying to make folks kill copies of their friend, that's just me.
Yeah, no, like, I love it. I feel like, it's not even tonal whiplash. I feel like I just want that to be, like, a whole episode that doesn't have, like, a 22-minute episode where 15 minutes of it is... like, jokes and clips from other episodes.
And that's legit. That's legit. I just... Dang, I love that, dude.
It's... Because it's so good.
Yeah, like, it...
That's such a good scene. I'm like, please be in an episode that's actually relevant to something.
Yeah. Because, like, we've been going back over here and watching, like, some Showa-era Sentai, and it's just like, wow, the villains were amazing!
Oh, yeah, they just murdered people for funsies.
And sort of jumping on from an earlier point, like, I sometimes forget how much I love the Zoolander suits, but hot dang do I love those suits. They're so weirdly emotive and charming, and the little, like, CGI eyelids they put on Tusk were just, they did so much with all these little touches. It was really well done. And I'll join the chorus of people who dug on the thing where winning doesn't mean you're right, and how it's a fun little spin on what could have been a pretty trite sort of way to go, because, Yeah, like everyone else, like I sort of saw it midway through, but I admit there was also a part of me that's like, well, what if I'm wrong? What if they just do the normal thing? It was fun. I liked having my expectations questioned. And again, to do it in a clip show, I'm impressed. It also shows that our boy Yamato has some outside-the-box thinking going on, and I appreciate that. He's a guy who clearly understands the rules of what's going on, but not in a smug way, just sort of a, well, look, we know that this dude does stuff out of memories, and I sort of figured that this would be a thing that happens. He's a clever dude. I like it. And finally, like, I just really dug on the memory clones, going from being kind of smug and just, like, this side of awful to remembering that they're the good guys and that they're kind of desperate, and then just, like, literally giving up the ghost. It was really sweet and really harsh, and kind of makes me worried for what the show might have in store for Sela and Tusk later on. I hope I'm just paranoid there.
Whoa, I hadn't thought about that yet.
Well, like, I don't think it's likely, but it's just like, there's a part of me that's like, this could be foreshadowing. I want it to be.
It's definitely a part of who they are as characters, so that's an interesting angle to come from.
I mean, I definitely wanted at least to be, like, something they have to come back and re-examine at some point. Like, a version of ourselves died.
Yeah, like, and, yeah, maybe that's why they can, like, hang out with Misao, and, like, everyone else is like, hey, toughen up, blah, blah, blah. No, look, we watched ourselves die, bro. We watched ourselves kill ourselves to save ourselves. That's a really complex sentence to parse, but man, it messed me up.
It's the kind of sentence that would make Adele happy, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Wow. Oh, Kamen Rider Ghost. I love that show, man. Like, execution of the special effects might not always be perfect, but, like, they go hard on the bonkers, and I love them for it.
Yes, they go bonkers in the absolute best way.
All right. Well, what do we see evolving out of the show? What's going to happen next, you think?
More bird dead, more of this whole Kobold plot thing. Like I said, I'm just really hoping from here on out they're going to ramp it up and go as hard as they can with everything they've built, and just really, like, all the weak stuff of the first half is gone, and now we're just going hard. I'm also, you know, I'm excited to see the pirate kids come back. They all look good. I still kind of wish I could have been surprised by it, but
yeah, like,
you know,
if the first
done
you
is done.
Heard was when they were doing the dance at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, that I did kind of lose it a little at that, just because it's just the way that they listed them as, you know, it's those pirates that you've maybe heard about.
And the, like, location? That's, space.
But, you know, like, wish in general. Maybe could have been surprised by it, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to see these kids again. Everybody looks good. Marvelous hasn't aged even slightly.
I would argue that he has just a bit, and he's only gotten, like, he's got slightly more grizzled. Just a degree. But it's like, that extra, that degree, I'm just like, damn, Marv, that just ain't fair.
I think it's the fatherhood that's changed him.
I think so. Like, look, he's unreasonably attractive. He was already unreasonably attractive, but not, like, jeez.
Yeah. In the meta, he's hot pirate dad, so, like, what are you gonna do about that, huh?
Yeah.
I hope this isn't, like, I'm not, like, throwing it in your face or anything, but I didn't get spoiled on this, and I was completely shocked when I saw them dancing.
Oh, good.
And I was like, there's no...
Look, I'm glad someone got to.
Well, I gotta tell you, thank you, and it was a great surprise. I was like, wow, like, the Gokaijus are there. They must be in, like, a movie coming up or something. And then I saw this, and I was, like, super excited, so that's cool. But I'm looking forward to seeing my my first Sentai team kicking some serious pirate butt. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
And... again, like, for me, I'm just going to join the chorus of people just trying not to lose all my sugar about pirates being back. I'm so excited. I'm so bumped. And like, look, if they're just going to go and fight Bungle for, like, giving pirates a bad name again, which, like, in fairness, like, he's not really giving pirates a bad name. Pirates kind of have a bad name because they're pirates.
Well, yeah.
But look, they have worked real hard.
Look, we came here, we saved the day, then we walked away and pretended that, you know, it wasn't no thing, because we're cool like that. But, you know, you're making us look bad. So we're going to punch you to death now. I'm so excited. Anyway, mostly for the show that is not about the pirates, I'm just hoping for more Larry and Burb. That'd make me happy. But seriously, that preview has me so hype, you guys. Like,
this is only getting my hopes up in the way that if these guys get the episode, maybe the Bokendras will get the versus Super Sentai.
That'd be nice.
Like I said, I'm rewatching Bokendra and I'm really missing my kids.
Bokendra was an anniversary series as well, right?
It was also where the first time we saw Aka Red.
Oh, and that was 5 years before Gokaidra.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, it makes things in the Bokendra episode make a lot more sense once you know that.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things about the way that Akashi acts, especially, like, towards Marvelous, if you know that he has this, like, pre-existing, like, friendship with Aka Red.
Okay.
Ah, so you're his new protege. What's up, kid? Call me Kohai.
It's like, oh, yeah! He told me that he was hanging out on a boat with some kids.
You know, I'm really excited because I noticed, Red Buster, and I was like, wow, yes. That's so cool, they're gonna turn into the Go Busters and stuff.
Yeah, they're gonna do, I think, it looks like they're doing, like, a lot of the suits since Gokaidra, they're all gonna Gokai change into. And there's also a suit, like, some kind of new-ish Zoroger suit, something that I didn't totally recognize.
Yeah, it looked like Zubat for a sec.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's exciting.
So I guess we'll see what that is.
Look, like, if they all turn into, like, other Ishinomori heroes, I'm cool. That's
something Toei would do at this point, because they're just, you know, bringing everything back.
Yep.
Look, right
I'm,
now.
I'm
so.
Just saying, like, if, like, Joe can be Kikaider, just saying.
Could.
Like, I don't...
Do you just want to see him cry more? Is that what it is, Aleph?
Look, that's all Joe knows. All he knows is crying and suffering.
Well, and you know, murdering people.
Swords.
I was going to say, and Hikaider, I'm sorry, what was his friend's name? Yes, sir. Yes, boss.
I know
he's his Hikaider analog. That's what you're... Okay, now I see. That would be cool.
That would be... I had not actually thought that far. I was just like, well, I don't think Marvelous would turn into Hikaider because he's being Zubat. I don't know. Right. I'm just... That's what he looked like in the thing.
So, I don't know. We'll see what that is.
Well, we got a lot of hope for the future, but we have no questions to, you know, discuss.
It's hard to come up with a question about the clip show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we didn't do it. That makes sense.
We're just like, it's a clip show, and there's not really a whole lot to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess we should go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just check in next week and... probably talk for 3 hours about space pirates.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, for Laser Knees and the Tor Network, I'm Aleph.
And I am Amit.
And I'm Sona.
And we'll see you next time.